Hey guys, it's Monday again. It means that it's Day by Day Hacks. And this month on Day by Day Hacks, we've got Dr. John David Smith to help us think about missions in the context of our daily quiet time, our consistent time in the Word of God. Okay, so Dr. John David, here's my question for you today.
Yeah.
What are some good resources that people can get their hands on to help them keep missions front and center?
All right. Well, you know, let's begin at the level. I don't want to get too deep here for being not very practical for everybody. I think that one of the first places you can start is just by reading a great theology of mission.
Okay.
Now, that's deep for some people.
Sure.
I get it. And I'm going to give some a little bit more accessible resources that I think, if you're not into academia or the more in-depth reading, what would be for me, as you say, the hack, right?
Yeah.
So I do think there is a great need, you know, we could really summarize the Christian life and certainly in mission, there is a constant need of a reset as we reset us according to Scripture.
Yeah.
Because we tend to use Scripture sometimes to justify what we're already doing, right?
Yep.
Instead of saying, hey, Scripture gives us our wherewithal here, not vice versa.
Right.
And so, you know, reading, because if you read most any good theology of mission, it's going to reset you away from thinking, hey, missions is a line item in our church budget.
Yep.
So I would encourage people to do that. Now, I could give a lot of names from academia. I'll spare them. I'll spare everybody here. But some good books, something like The Stranger on the Road to Emmaus by John Cross.
Okay.
That's a good one. It's accessible to most everybody that reads.
Yeah.
There is a book called Explore. You can look it up, E-X-P-L-O-R-E, and it talks about exploring the Christian world faith.
Okay.
And so it's basically the traditional, what does God's Word say about mission?
Right.
What is going on in the world?
Yeah.
And what's the work we must do?
Right.
You know, the three W's, I call them.
Yeah.
And most everybody follows that simple outline. So I would say start there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes our idea of mission is, well, that's something people do over there.
Right.
It's something our church supports.
Yep.
Instead of being the overarching framework of the Bible and my life.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, what it sounds like you're saying is that a lot of times we tend to be missions adjacent.
That's right.
Where like we bump into it every now and then. But really, according to how the Bible unfolds and how God shapes a person, we're not to be mission adjacent.
Right.
It is to be smack dab in the center because that's what God is doing.
Exactly.
And these a theology of mission is going to help reset or set that framework for rethinking everything.
Correct.
In a person's life.
Right. And to be quite frank with you, I remember a conversation with you a few years ago when you went through the perspective course.
Yep.
And of course, it begins there. You know, what is God's mission?
Yeah.
All of that. And I remember you calling me and saying, why doesn't everybody see this?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, everybody doesn't.
Right.
And so I would say, hey, start there. Because sometimes the way that we in the missions world talk about mission, it's completely foreign. And it's got to become familiar.
It's got to become familiar.
Yeah.
Something you mentioned in the last podcast that we did that I think contributes to our misunderstanding of missions is that we personalize or privatize or individualize the Bible.
Yeah.
And there's a time and there's a place and there are passages that do that. But more times than not, God is talking to a collective group of people. Do you think that has contributed, that our individualizing a text has harmed our ability to think missionally?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And we mentioned last week about the proof texting.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you pull this text out, and it does talk about that, and it applies. And yet, you know, the Bible is a missionary narrative.
Right.
So what does the whole thing say about it, right? But yes, to answer your question directly, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to make it very anthropocentric or man-centered when it needs to be Christocentric, Christ-centered.
Yeah.
You know, because the mission of God is about what God's doing for his glory to the nations, not about what I'm doing for God or even what God's doing for me.
Right. And oftentimes our prayers center around God blessing, would you bless my plans, instead of, hey, what are you doing and how do I get involved? That's that great perspectives question is, what is God doing and how do I get involved with that?
Hey, just here in the casual setting, a pet peeve, I guess you can say, but you know, sometimes I go to churches and say, would you please stop praying for missionaries? And of course, I get that look, which which I want.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, what I mean is, you know, those vague prayers.
Yeah.
Of course, prayer is a vital part for God to know us to know God. And if we're praying for missionaries, I'm talking about that missionary, not just, oh, God bless those missionaries.
Yeah.
What I mean is, say, excuse me, what missionaries are you referring to when you say, oh, God, bless those missionaries?
Bless all the missionaries.
You can't name a single name,
where
they serve, what their issue is today.
Right.
If you knew some of that, man, it would connect you to God's heart and to the heart of God's mission.
You would get invested a lot more deeply and with that. That's great. Yeah. That's great. So those are some resources. We're going to put those in the comments of this particular podcast and so that you can have access to those. But Dr. John David, thanks for being with us today.
Thank
we'll see you next Monday, all right?
All right.
Till next time.